This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 27, starting with line 15. This is the part where this is basically Ambiorix's statements. A lot of this is indirect statements, so you'll see a lot of infinitives here. Posse, superare posse, esse, venire, negare, potuisse, so a lot of indirect statements. So start with id se facile. So this, he, posse probare facile, could prove or can prove easily. Ex humilitate sua, from his own weakness, from his own insignificance. Quod non adeo sit imperitus rerum, because he is not so inexperienced in affairs. Ut confidat, that he believes or that he presumes that populum Romanum superare posse, that the Roman people can be conquered, suis copiis, by his own troops. Sed esse concilium, but this is the plan, the communi concilium, the common plan, Galliae of Gaul. Hunc diem esse dictum, this day was established, was set, for oppugnandis, for attacking, omnibus Hibernis Caesaris, all of Caesar's winter camps. Nay, lest, qua legio, any legion, posset, would be able, venire, to come, subsidio for help, alterae legioni, for another legion. Non facile, Gallos potuisse negare Gallis, so that Gauls could not, non potuisse, could not, facile negare, easily deny Gallus, the Gauls. Okay, so Gauls cannot easily deny Gauls. Praesertim, especially, cum, when, concilium videretur, when a plan seemed initum to have been entered into, to have been begun, de recuperanda, for the sake of recovering, communi libertate, for recovering common freedom. Quibus, by means of which things, quoniam, since, satisfecerit, since he's done enough, pro pietate, for the sake of loyalty, for the sake of patriotism. He said, habere nunc se rationem, that he has now justification, regard, officii, of duty, pro beneficiis Caesaris, for the kindnesses of Caesar. Monere, he warns, orare titurium, he beseeches Sabinus, pro hospitio, for friendly relations, ut consula, to take thought, suae, ac militum saluti, for his own and the soldiers' safety. Magnum manum Germanorum conductum, a large band of soldiers having been hired, transisi renum, has crossed the Rhine. Hunc, in this band, ad fore, will be present, biduo, within 2 days. All right, now this whole part here, I've seen it translated really all as, like he has done enough, or he warned that he prayed. So it kind of depends on whether you are seeing this as he says or he said. Okay, you just got to stay consistent. So if you say he warns, you better say he beseeches rather than he warns, he besought. So stay consistent because either way is actually an option. Ipsorum esse consilium, it is the council of themselves. So in other words, it's up to the Romans. Velitne, whether they wish, prius quam, before the finitimi sentiant, before the neighboring peoples realize that eductus e hibernis milites, that the soldiers have been led out from winter camps, deducere, to lead them aut ad Ciceronem, aut ad Labienum, either to Cicero or to Labienus. Quorum alter, one of whom, Melia passum cerciter quinquaginta, is about 50 miles away. That's with the absent. Alter paulo amplius ab eius, the other, more by a little, is away from them. So he's a little bit further away. Illud, that thing, se policeri, he promises. Et jure jurandu confirmare, and he confirms by oath that daturum, that he will grant tutum iter a safe journey per fines through his borders. Quod cum faciat, which thing when he does it, et civitate sese consulere, he takes thought both for his state. Quod Hibernus levetur, because it's relieved from the winter camps, et Caesare, and for Caesar, refere gratiam, he returns gratitude, he returns thanks, it could even be a favor, pro eius meritis, for his benefits towards him, for his kindnesses towards him. Hanc oratione habita, with this speech, having been said or having been held, discedit ambio rex, ambio rex departs. All right, so like we were saying, there's several things that you still need to think about here. Ambio rex is trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's showing loyalty to his fellow Gauls and to Caesar at the same time. Does Caesar portray this argument as believable? Ambio rex has promised to assist the Roman troops, but then he attacked them and tried to explain it all the way. You have to think about this. Has anyone ever done something to you that you perceived as a betrayal, but the other person tried to present that betrayal as somehow in your own best interest? How did you react? And how do you think you would have reacted to Ambio rex's arguments? And how do you think Caesar would or should have responded? And finally, how easy is it to trust someone after that person has betrayed a trust? Okay, all right, so that's all of chapter 27.